Time now for the Morning Munch, and joining us from Archbold, Ohio, Pastor Eric Christman from St. John's Christian Church. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
All right, well, let's get right into it. What have you got to share with us this morning?
All right, thank you for this opportunity.
Appreciate it.
In the Book of Lamentations, the author historically thought, historically thought to be Jeremiah, the author laments Jerusalem's destruction by the Babylonians. There is great lamenting and bemoaning of what has occurred, of the destruction that was deadly and devastating. The book wrestles with the ways of God as he dealt with the unfaithfulness of his people. There is an understanding that the Babylonians were just the human agents of divine judgment, as it was God who had destroyed the city and the temple, a time of judgment resulting from blatant and rebellious sin. Israel needs to respond to the judgment by acknowledging their sin, offering heartfelt contrition as they recall God's mercy and renew their trust in the Lord's faithfulness. The author moves from lament to an appeal to the Lord for restoration, calling upon God's goodness as the Lord of hope, love, faithfulness, salvation, and restoration. Let's consider Lamentations 3:22 through 24 as we look to the new year. Verse 22 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are consumed. His compassions never fail. Even a time of great devastation, amidst great loss and suffering, the people cling to God. They know that his love will not forsake them. There is hope. There is a remnant of faithfulness in the people. There is an awareness of God's love even while the people come to grips with the fact that they are being punished for their sin." Verse 23 says, "They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." God's compassions are continually renewed. There is refreshing reality in God. There is comfort in knowing that God's compassion is never fully spent, for God is faithful. God draws his people back into fellowship and communion with him. And then verse 24, "I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him." I read somewhere that the author has been described as having a satisfied soul. That's a tremendous expression, a satisfied soul. True and lasting comfort and strength, wise and peaceful direction and fulfillment come from God. Instead of hurrying through each day, instead of being upset when solution doesn't quickly happen, we must wait on God to work in. These words were appropriate in Jeremiah's day, and I believe they are appropriate today. In times of earthly struggles, when physical and mental and spiritual health are under great strain, we need to seek the blessing of having a satisfied soul, to rest in the assurance of God's hope and salvation, trusting in God for his movement amongst us and his restoration of our souls. God's peace be with you.
All right, thank you, Pastor. Would you mind praying for us?
Lord God, as this new day unfolds, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your hope and your love. And Lord, as we continue to go through these days, these earthly days of struggle and division, Lord, we pray that we would wait upon you and that your spirit would brighten our days and touch our hearts and our lives with love and with compassion, with your hope and with your joy. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Eric Christman from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold. Pastor, tell us about the church and what you, your service times and everything that you got going on.
All right. Well, thank you. During these days, we still have in-person worship at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, where 10:30 a.m. service is also live streamed through our church website. We do have a radio program that on a local radio station at 8:30 that shares previous Sunday's time of worship. And we're holding some Sunday school classes, one Bible study during the week, and we're working to resume all of our children's and youth and Wednesday evening ministries, hopefully within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
All right. Well, is there a way people can keep up with all that you got going on, like a website?
stjohnsarchbold.org, so stjohns, archbold.org.
And where's the church located?
700 South Defiance Street in Archbold. If you're familiar with Archbold, we are just north of the Dairy Queen.
Ah. All right. Good place to go after church.
It is.
All right. Pastor Eric Christman from St. John's Christian Church in Archbold, thanks for joining us this morning and bringing us the word.
Thank you.